Aspen Words kicks off its community read today. This year's pick is The Beekeeper of Aleppo by Christy Lefteri. The novel won the Literary Organization's annual prize for a work that illuminates a contemporary issue. The book discusses the Syrian civil war through the eyes of two refugees fleeing to Europe. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth spoke with Lefteri and found that the novel has roots in the author's family history.
Christy Lefteri's parents fled their home country of Cyprus during the Turkish invasion of 1974. Cyprus sits close to the Syrian coast, which was years into its own violent conflict when Lefteri visited her parents' homeland in 2016.
I just remember sitting there thinking, God, I'm so safe here in Cyprus, and there's this awful war going on. And I think probably because of the experiences my parents had, I felt really compelled to go and help the people.
Lefteri went to work at a Syrian refugee center in Athens. She passed out hot tea and biscuits to families there. She kept hearing a familiar sentiment from her childhood, a longing for home.
I remember this one guy saying to me, you lose yourself. It's not just your country and your family, he said, because you've lost that routine. You've lost waking up in the morning and walking to the bus stop. Or you've lost the smell of a certain flower that you had in your garden. And I just remember stories like that, you know, those little things.
Those little things became threads she wove together in The Beekeeper of Aleppo. The book is narrated by Nori, a former beekeeper fleeing Aleppo for England with his wife Afra, who is blind. Lefteri links the motif of seeing and being seen to her time at the refugee camp.
I remember saying to myself, do I really want to see this? Do I wish I could close my eyes and close my ears and forget that these things really do happen in the world? And then that extended to, what do these people feel like if other people don't want to see them?
Lefteri had helped creating Nori and Afra's world from two Syrian refugees she connected with in England. One was a beekeeper. The other was her Arabic tutor, Ibrahim, who helped with the manuscript.
We would do 45 minutes of Arabic and 45 minutes talking about Syria. Sometimes I'd say, but it's too difficult because I can't go to Syria, so how am I going to write that bit? And he'd keep encouraging me to carry on. And sometimes he'd get really upset with some of the bits that I was writing because he'd say that I really brought it to life for him.
Helen Obermeyer, a judge for the Aspen Words Literary Prize, says the novel came to life for her, too.
It really takes you away from your own personal experiences and puts you in the shoes of someone else. And so if you take that aspect of fiction and add into it a community read where other friends of yours or the person walking across the street are reading the same book, it enhances that.
Pitkin County Library and Aspen Words are hosting virtual book club discussions and an interview with Lefteri as part of its month-long community read. Librarian Charlie Blackmer says the novel offers inspiration for difficult times.
I'm thinking about resiliency, the story of the husband and wife and the beekeeper of Aleppo and how they're able to keep up hope and stay resilient during this challenging journey and time.
Lefteri says readers frequently ask her what they can do about the ongoing Syrian refugee crisis. She says part of the answer is remembering that the millions displaced by the conflict are simply people all with their own stories. She hopes her characters are part of that discussion.
I hope that my readers really get to know Nori and Afra and get to live with them for a while so that they can understand them.
Local readers have the chance to connect with the characters and each other throughout the community read this summer. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.